You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number three of the Roto Experts. Here with you live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scotty, he's the king. He is here. Fantasy executive Corey Parson, Tony Cincotta as well. Breaking it down for you, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Follow us, by the way, at FNTSY Radio on Twitter. Plug it away. On Old School Fantasy, you'll get more into the statistics debate, the hard-hitting analysis, advanced statistics, how much they matter. Matt Modica, it's Thursday. He will join the Old School Party coming up at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's get back into some player analysis here, guys, with...
Boo.
With a team of day. Today's team is the Detroit Tigers. So, my question for...
What? Detroit Rock City.
My question for you gentlemen is, who you got? Who you drafting first? Who you like? Justin Upton or J.D. Martinez? I start with you, Tony.
I'm going to go with J.D. Martinez, and this is an interesting dude because he was basically jettisoned out of Houston, comes over to Detroit, and everybody thought this kid had talent, so it was a weird situation in Houston, and he has picked up, and he has provided power each and every year. Justin Upton's been more up and down. J.D. Martinez, not an older player, of course, 29 years of age. I think that you look at this year that he hits more than 22 home runs. In 2015, he had 38 home runs. 2014, 23, and last year, 22. I think we actually, the 22 home runs is the floor to me. I think that this is a guy that his home run to fly ball ratio was at 18%. When he's healthy, we're going to see 30 home runs because that's a high home run to fly ball ratio. But it was 20 the year before. It was 19 the year before. So it's sustainable to me. I think the guy hits 30 home runs if he stays healthy.
Court?
Yeah, 100%. J.D. Martinez, my guy, 300 batting average, 30 home runs, 100 RBIs. Now, it's going to be interesting if he bats a little bit higher in the lineup. The RBI opportunities may go down, but then the run score opportunities may go up. So they may experiment with him batting second, where he mostly hits fifth. But, J.D. Martinez is a player that's on my board.
Yeah, I go J.D. Martinez for sure. A little bit of a safer pick, especially for the batting average. But I don't think we can ignore what we saw of Upton late. It was going to take him a while to adjust to the American League, et cetera. And, you know, late in the season, he had 22 home runs after the break, and he had 12 in September while hitting .307. So, you know, while I definitely take Martinez, I do expect Upton to be better overall than he was last year.
Yeah, you're a JT.
You love him, though.
Yeah, you're an Upton guy, you're Scott.
Yes.
You're an Upton
you
guy.
You are. That's why I brought it up. I was surprised you said J.D. Martinez, no question.
Have you and him had something in the clubhouse?
Yeah, interviews.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
But let me ask you a question to Scott's point, right? Both these guys are 29, right?
Yeah.
Is there certain players in any sport, Gregor or fantasy exec, that like you just like and you might overrate them a little more than everybody else?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that normal?
No question about it.
Yeah.
No question about it.
That's human nature. You know what I'm saying? That's human nature. You're going to have your guys that you like. You could watch an interview. You could read an article. You know what I'm saying?
You just said in the mock, you know, Bryce Harper, that's my guy.
That's my guy.
Number seven.
Yeah.
You could have taken Manny Machado. You took Harper.
You know what's so funny? Somebody asked me about last night, why are you taking Bryce Harper here? My response was because that's my favorite player.
Right. Right.
There you go. Right.
And you just took another one of your favorite guys. You just took Eddie. You love Eddie.
I love Edwin Encarnacion.
I would say, though, my favorite player in the sport, though, may not be necessarily my favorite fantasy player.
Here we go.
Yeah,
David Wright is washed up, Scott. Yeah. So we know that already.
So are the Yankees. Yeah.
What is that doing? He's being honest.
Well, I'm being honest too.
27.
Watch him on the History Channel.
What does this have to do with anything?
Wow.
What does it have to do with anything?
I can't believe that you just can't. You like, it's what we do.
But it's just irrelevant.
So why are you yelling at me? Well, did you say nothing to him about it?
Him bringing up 27 is also irrelevant, believe me.
No, yeah. It is. You're right. But this is,
see, happy that Scott.
But see, here's the thing. Scott is. Scott's not going. See, if I was to make a joke to you, Greg, you would laugh and we would move on.
Next topic.
Yeah, you make a joke to Scott, then he goes there, he goes
there. Big championship.
And then he goes, then I go this, and then I go that.
You get frustrated.
Doesn't it?
There goes the hammering again.
Are they coming to get me?
Everyone's.
It was a big. When I was coming down the block this morning, the feds.
Right behind you all the whole way.
Nah, the NYPD, they came down the block and they undercover cars and they jumped out and running into this trap house on
Really?
Yeah, it's like something this morning when I was coming in. So
is that where Bottomless Man was?
Huh? No.
Hey, we spoke about one Martinez. What about another one? Victor Martinez against the guy we spoke about yesterday, Nick Castellanos here, your guy, Core. Victor Martinez, Nick Castellanos, who you got, Scotty?
Look, Victor Martinez, the numbers are there. And it's kind of like we said yesterday, like a Marshawn Lynch kind of thing. Like, when is he going to drop off? You know, and like Tony says, you know, I want to know who this guy's pharmacist is, which is funny when you consider it. You know the numbers are going to be there, but at his age, is a drop-off going to come at any point? You know, with Nick Castellanos, I know third base is deep, but we're just comparing player to player here. Castellanos was on a way to a career year before he got hurt last year. And for where you can get him in value to in a draft sometimes, you're talking about 285. 25-plus home runs, 80-plus RBIs. I feel like Castellanos has the upside. I don't know when Martinez is going to fall off. I may regret it, and it's very close, but I'm going to go Castellanos.
Yeah, give me the young man, especially him going later on in drafts like we discussed yesterday in the very well-done Shark Tank segment, Greg.
Sure.
Yeah, so we discussed him. I discussed Nick Castellanos in that yesterday. This is a player who's trending upward, Scott. Like you used to say back when you do your football rankings, he has a bullet next to his name.
Yeah.
Castellanos has a bullet next to his name. Well, Victor Martinez is like not plug and play, but, you know, he's on the downside of his career. You could be on that Marshawn Lynch, you know, waiting for that fall off, which never happened with Marshawn Lynch, to be honest.
It did.
Well, not really, but never. That's neither.
No, he got the last year of his career, he started getting hurt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that had never been the case with him before.
Tony!
I'm going to go Nick Castellanos, and I'm going to use the tiebreaker that one guy plays a position.
Sure.
And it make me feel better about it. Better numbers. But we're talking about a 24-year-old, a 38-year-old, and a relatively close. I think you have to go that route. And one guy playing a position there. So I think it's relatively close. I think that there's a couple things that the tiebreakers point to Castellanos.
Okay, so there you have it. One last one with the Detroit Tigers that we'll get to here. That's pitching, of course. Who you got? Now, Tony, earlier this week, I tweeted it out. You said, quote, no matter what, never, ever, ever draft Jordan Zimmermann. So I ask you, Jordan Zimmermann or Daniel Norris?
Yeah, now this is a good question because one guy's done it before and one guy never has. But Daniel Norris is one of the top prospects in baseball.
Right.
He did have some health setbacks. He's only 23 years of age. He's most known for living out of a van instead of having a residence to live in. But I got to go Daniel Norris. I mean, this is the unknown, but the K per 9 in very limited innings, 69, is a strikeout per inning. At the AAA level, it's a strikeout per inning. We're talking about one of the top picks in the draft. We're talking about one of the top prospects. I'm going to go with the pedigree here as opposed to a guy I already know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get a K per 9 between the 5 or 6 range. I'm going to get an ERA slightly over 4 if everything goes well. I'll take a shot.
This is a young pitcher with big-time strikeout potential versus an older pitcher that's with no strikeout potential. Who you think the fantasy owner going to pick?
Fantasy executive going on Daniel Norris.
You got to rock and roll with Daniel Norris because that's what we do.
What's the King think?
Yeah, definitely Daniel Norris. You know, Zimmerman's velo was down. Not as good, you know.
His
velocity.
Velocity. Velo, okay.
Yeah.
That's acting cool.
I've never heard
that.
I've never heard anyone call it velo, so I apologize.
Yeah, that's the new in thing.
Is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I really had no idea.
All the roto grinders are saying it.
I heard they're going to use it on the baking show.
Oh, velo?
Yeah.
See, there you go. Irrelevant.
My baking velo.
So that's irrelevant. I legitimately, not joking in any way, I had no idea what velo was. And then you have to bring up baking.
But no, but see, yeah. Scott, this is why, you know what I'm saying?
Things get out of control.
Things get out of control, Scott. Because
he always has things to come back. It never ends.
And it's always the same comeback.
All right. Well, at least it's original. Okay, anyway, oh, though, boy. Daniel Norris, 9.22 Ks per 9. You know, this is kind of like Castellanos versus Martinez for me, except there's nothing to like about Jordan Zimmermann at this point. You know, and at least Norris has the upside. Maybe make the Blue Jays trade pay for getting rid of him.
Do you think, though, in... and again, this is not going the expert leagues, but your standard home league and whatnot, that Jordan Zimmermann will still go ahead of Daniel Norris, though, given the name?
Yes.
I think it'll happen, and it's a mistake. But some so guys too. Go ahead because the name, and it's wrong.
I think so, too. I'm with you.
We see it a lot.
Oh, this Norris is a lefty.
Daniel Norris is the 77th starting pitcher off the board, according to the NFBC. Jordan Zimmermann is 87. Pick 292 for Norris, pick 318 for Zimmermann. So maybe it's not as much as we thought it was.
No.
I don't want any. I'm like Tony. I don't want any part of Jordan Zimmermann.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to not listen to Tony now. He was so damn solid about it. Do not take him under any circumstances. I won't. He's like on the... He right now is the number one guy on my do not draft list.
He looked like he was declining before he got traded. He went to the American League. It was a big red flag.
Bobby McMahon's
It's amazing to me.
Someone, can you call Bobby McMahon?
Yeah, it's amazing to me sometimes with the moves that general managers make that fantasy players know.
Right.
Like, who the hell ever gave Mike Pelfrey $9 million in 2 years? Like, every fantasy league knew that every time this guy goes in, everybody in DFS just loads up on the bats against him.
Right. That seems like such an easy thing, too, like to know that Mike Pelfrey sucks.
Yeah. It's amazing to me the mistakes that are made often.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't comprehend that.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Mike Pelfrey?
Do you think, like, Tony, do you think, an honest question, that a fantasy owner, like a fantasy expert, real expert, could be as good of a, I don't want to say general manager because they have a lot of other responsibilities, a vice president of baseball operations, we'll say, as a real one?
Yep.
I'll take it a step further. I'd hire Drew Dinkmeyer to be my general manager any day of the week, right?
You would.
So there's a guy. Okay. Yeah, there's a guy that has the baseball acumen based on statistics and can look all that information up, has some business sense, has been there, done it. And a lot of it, you know, he'd be the guy in there. We've seen Ron Chandler's had.
He worked for the Cardinals.
For the St. Louis Cardinals. And it's been other guys like
Billy
that.
Billy Bean used to play
industry.
Fantasy baseball.
Mark Cuban is very friendly with the owner of Fantasy Labs, and he's given him some advice, and that's how they've met there. So, yeah, I would employ some of these guys, no doubt about it.
It seems like most baseball teams have a sabermetrics guy in the front office now. And I interviewed Brian Cashman a few years ago. He said, I rely on that
guy
heavily.
It's a big problem with the Yankees. It's a big problem with the Yankees because Joe Girardi doesn't, right? And these guys bring down the information to him. And there's fights within the Yankees about this stuff.
Yeah, it's, you know, they used to be, you know, like the old school guys would, like, you know, have battles with, like, the sabermetrics guys, but, you know, now there's more of an embracing it in the front office.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's got to go that way. But you're not going to go tell an old retired catcher. You're not going to bring these numbers down to old retired catcher with championship pedigree and tell him, you know, this is, you know, you got to look at Ivan Nova's ex-FIP or, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm not a Yankee no more, but you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but he's not going to get involved with that. Look at Charles Barkley, about the Rockets general manager.
But would a good manager be hard-headed, though, and not listen to anything anybody else is telling him? He relies on his staff, too.
Yeah, but you got some dudes that are hard-headed, and they're just not going to take it at all.
Yeah, but how do you know a successful Barkley's manager actually, won't left listen to somebody else, though?
Yeah, Barkley actually has turned around on Daryl Morey. He actually praised him this year for some of the moves that he made. Yeah, he actually praised him for bringing in Ryan Anderson, and I forget who the other one was there. And Shaq and Thing almost fell over. They're like, what do you mean? He goes, hey, when a guy's good, he's good. When he's not, right? And then that's the way it is. And Ryan Sandberg, I knew, was way in over his head, just based on one statistic that I was looking at, is that him and Larry Bowitt, when they were coaching the Phillies there, they were the lowest in the league on shifts by 500. Like, the 29th place team was 500 less shifts.
That's crazy. They're
every team in baseball now, you got to help out your pitching staff. You're not helping out your pitching staff if you're not using at least defensive charts, spray charts, to position your defense. They just forgot all that.
Crazy. Totally crazy. Hey, we'll take a break. Finally, Tony, we are back. We'll go over our picks for tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, NBA, my man.
I'm about to say.
Well, NBA DFS talk. We are back in action. Get pumped. Tony and I will give out some picks. Scotty will comment. Corey will probably go to the bathroom. Stick around. Roto Experts in the Morning, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Finally, the NBA is back tonight. Long awaited return, Tony.
Yeah, I wish we had more games, but I guess I can't be fussed. They had no games yesterday, so six is okay today. And, of course, it's going to be led by the New Orleans Pelicans trotting out DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis for the first time.
Yes, sir. Should be fun without question. So let me start here. Tone, I want to start with New Orleans mainly because without DeMarcus Cousins, Darren Collison's obviously usage has been incredible. They play Denver tonight. So I started my lineup here putting three guys in from this game immediately. I put in Darren Collison. I put in Willie Cauley-Stein. And then without DeMarcus Cousins, Nikola Jokic should go wild.
Nikola Jokic should go wild. And I talked about this morning. This is the hard part when you don't know. You have all this information and data, and we don't know how people are going to play against these guys. I mean, you would think for sure that Jokic goes wild in this contest. We also have the thing with Jokic. Now, Plumlee's playing against him, and we only saw one game of that.
Right.
So that's another thing in this game that's unknown. I have no problem playing Jokic. I am going to spend the money tonight on the James Harden for my big money player.
Can you get him? I think you might be able to get them both. Tonight.
I might, depending on where you play, and I haven't tried to put in a roster yet.
Yep.
But with those Sacramento prices, I mean, the highest guy that I saw today besides Collison was $4,200 for Tyreke Evans. And you can get Cauley-Stein for $3,600,
yep.
Kofis for $3,500. So you can get plenty of cheap options there.
Do you feel comfortable going with Buddy Hield tonight?
No, I don't know the rotation, and I wouldn't play him tonight. But he's cheap enough. You could gamble, but I'm not going to.
So right now, I have in my lineup, like I said, I started with Willie Cauley-Stein, Nikola Jokic, and Darren Collison, and Kosta Kufis, there you go. Bare minimum, I got to get him in there. I have to.
He's going to play 30 minutes.
That's all I can ask for. As you said, your big money player is James Harden. In New Orleans tonight, I'm staying away from Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins because I don't know how it's going to work out yet. I'm not exactly sure. So let's start at the point guard position. Outside of Darren Collison, who are you looking at?
The guy that I'm looking at outside of him, Derek Collison. Derek Rose, I actually like tonight. Derek Rose, of course,
if he plays,
traded, yeah, you gotta tune in. That trade deadline will be after the game. He's got a great matchup tonight against Kyrie Irving. He's the 26th in the league at covering point guards. I like Derek Rose at the price of $6,100, $6,200 for people tonight. Stephen Curry is underpriced again in tonight's game. It's not a great matchup. It's a little over in the game with the highest total by far. $9,500 on DraftKings, $9,100 on FanDuel. I could go there. And this point guard's Collison, though, is the guy that I like, and I'm going to use him. James Harden you can use there at DraftKings. And also, Damon Lillard will be another guy against the Orlando Magic backcourt. They don't defend the point guards well. He comes into play there. So a lot of things is hanging on this Derrick Rose news tonight.
What about Irving, you know, by the same token? You know, going against Knicks at 8,700. And with Elfrid Payton, you just never know with the Magic. But going against Portland, he's only 5,200.
I don't even know if he's going to start tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem with the Magic and that situation there in the backcourt. There are rumors involving a trade involving DJ Augustine that are circling out there. So, Elfrid Payton, to me, he's underpriced at 5,200. It's not a great defensive matchup for him. I'm concerned about the playing time. But if you wanted a cheap player around that price, I see Derrick Rose at $900 more. I'd go there.
And what about Irving?
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a bad play, but I mean,
there's other guys. There's other guys.
Yeah, $8,700.
In regards to Steph Curry tonight, Tone, there is a major rumor that Chris Paul could return tonight.
Yes.
If Paul does return, I don't like Steph Curry as much.
I would, yeah, it would, this $9,500 is a good price. I think Chris Paul, it looks like it's a play. I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
And that's also going to hurt, that's the end of
Austin Rivers.
People. It's the end of Jamal Crawford and Raymond Felton. Those three guys all will be affected by Chris Paul returning.
At the shooting guard position, Tony says the big money player you play up for tonight is James Harden, one of the most expensive player on the board tonight. He's a shooting guard. Who are you pairing him with?
This is the tough one because there's a lot of cheap options here you could speculate on. One of the guys, the guy I know you play every once in a while, Etuan Moore, now the only guy left standing in the backcourt. So he's only $3,600 on FanDuel, $3,400 on DraftKings. So he comes into play in tonight's action. I think Patrick Beverley gets hurt by the Lou Williams situation there, so I would stay away from him. I do like Gary Harris in that game with the Denver Nuggets you had talked about. And I do like Evan Fournier as well and C.J. McCollum there. But I would probably try to take a little cheap risk on Etuan Moore or Gary Harris.
Would you go you like Moore over Hield tonight?
I'm just I want to see the Buddy Hield thing play out. I mean, I don't know how they're going to play these guys. You still have McLemore there. You have Tyreek Evans there. Buddy Hield, of course, is the owner's choice. But in the first game there, I want to see what they do.
Okay. So I'll put more in there for now. So much is going to obviously revolve around the trade deadline, what goes down. Trade deadline at 3 o'clock today in the NBA. At the small forward position, a lot of big names here. A lot of question marks, a lot of trade stuff going on. Where are you headed right now, Tony?
You got it. LeBron James, I like so much without Kevin Love. He takes over the bringing up the ball, gets a ton of assists besides the score and rebound. So he's a great play for you if you want to look at spending money with Jokic or Harden.
Yep.
LeBron James is right in that group with him as well. Carmelo Anthony's price is too low on DraftKings tonight. He's $7,800 on DraftKings. He's $8,600 on FanDuel. He's a guy that I think you could play for tonight. And, of course, I don't think he's going to be traded. I don't think you have to worry about that. But just in case, make sure you know what's going on there. That's it for the small forwards.
Yep.
To me, it's LeBron James. I drop down to Carmelo Anthony. If it isn't a guy there, Kevin Durant is a guy you could play, but I'm not in love with and paying that money. And if you wanted to go cheaper than that, the next guy to me is Marcus Morris.
Yeah, Marcus Morris is there. I think Aaron Gordon, maybe. $4,500 on FanDuel.
I'm counting him as a power forward, depending on weight.
Okay.
Yeah. So is he still small forward on FanDuel?
He is.
I know you guys have talked about him before. What about Solomon Hill at $3,900?
You can't play anybody. You can't play anybody in New Orleans anymore. You can't play Solomon Hill in New Orleans anymore, given the trade to Marcus Cousins and seeing how the rotation works out. Exactly. So I have Aaron Gordon in at the small forward position because power forward.
I like him. He's going to be one of the power forwards that I talk about.
Power forward is so damn deep tonight. From Aaron Gordon, I mentioned Jokic, who's a power forward here on FanDuel. Willie Cauley-Stein's a power forward. Channing Frye without Kevin Love in there. Power forward is a very, very popular position tonight. An easy one to fill.
Channing Frye is the most surprising to me that he has done such a good job at rebounding since he's gotten in that opportunity, right? Tristan Thompson was the guy that we were rebound. This is a guy that I don't know if he's going to do this each and every week. I would possibly play him tonight. They're the absolute worst at covering big men. So it's a good matchup for him. He's $5,500, $5,400. If you need a cheap guy, go ahead and take a shot. But I like Aaron Gordon there. If you use him at small forward or power forward, $4,900. He's going to get 30 minutes of playing time. There is no defensive big bodies there, so he'll grab some rebounds as well. And I think Blake Griffin's in play tonight in that game with a high total against the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors are 23rd in the league at covering power forwards. He should be better with Chris Paul back.
The other power forward who I didn't mention, who I also like, power forward on FanDuel, I think he's a center on DraftKings, is Frank Kaminsky. No Cody Zeller, no Plumlee, as you heard in Scott. He's up there at the top of the hour. So Frank Kaminsky, once again, gets the start. I know the matchup's not great against Detroit, but you know the minutes will be there for Frank Kaminsky.
Any love for John Lewis on $4,600?
I just asked Tony about a player.
I thought you were commenting. I'm sorry.
Frank Kaminsky, here's the thing, though. I like him, but his price has risen, right? $6,300. I'd rather go the other side of that matchup and go Drummond, who on DraftKings is only $7,600 as opposed to $6,300. It's a little bit bigger of a difference on FanDuel. We're talking to $2,300 because Kaminsky can't cover that guy at all. But I think Frank's not a bad play if you want to go cheap at center. Willie Hernangonez is going to get the start tonight too, yep. right? And he's 57, 5,800.
Yep.
That's always a risk that Kylo Quinn comes into play. But there, and you can't get past the Costa Kufis situation there at 3,500. It's hard not to play him tonight. I'll lay off Cousins and Anthony Davis tonight. It's a great matchup for both these guys. So don't get me wrong. If you're going to play him, it's not a bad move. I just want to see what's going to happen, how they coexist with each other. But they'll be under-owned tonight probably in this tournament because of that. But I think Jokic should better play without them there. But if you want it, it's the only time maybe that you'll get these guys as contrarian plays to Marcus Cousins and Anthony Davis. Tonight will be the night.
Any love for John Lue at all, 4,600, what he's done recently?
Not really. I mean, this is a team, too. I expect something to happen today. If there's going to be trades, Greg, as you were alluding to earlier, the Detroit Pistons better be involved in some sort of deal.
Well, I think they could be. I think there's a good chance that Reggie Jackson gets traded today because it sounds like you've heard that a lot, which could put Ish Smith on the radar for tonight. If Derrick Rose gets traded, Brandon Jennings gets on the radar. So we're making lineups now. There's going to be some trades. I think there could be major trades, which means all our lineups are going to change, which is why you have to listen to the DFS Lineup Lock Show tonight, more importantly than ever, at 6 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And my buddy, who listens to you guys every night, he is 5 for 5 in playing hockey. 5 for 5 in playing hockey.
Benny played a guy that got a hat trick the other night. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
He's not
going
to stop. I go, you can't stop because I'm not going to.
Yeah, you know what? I say the same thing every year. I didn't do well this year, but I say the same thing. And then basketball starts on Thursday, and then you realize you try to put two. You end up stopping. I said the same thing for Greg's buddy. I said the same thing, and I ended up stopping Greg. So good luck to him. I've been there before.
I'm going to have the two TVs going tonight. It's like NBA on one and Daytona 500 qualifying on the other.
What NBA are you going to watch?
What's that?
What NBA are you watching?
I'll probably watch the Knicks and maybe flip around a little.
Ugh, the Knicks. Come on, Scotty. You don't want to watch that crap.
Yeah, I will.
Why?
I'm a Nick fan.
Scott doesn't give up.
He doesn't. Never give up. Never surrender. Center, you mentioned Willie Hernangómez. Costa Kufis, you mentioned, of course, Andre Drummond as well, Corey.
Huh?
You said you pointed to yourself.
Oh, no. I was going to say when you go to the break, I had a couple updates.
Was I give them now?
If we're done talking about basketball, we seem done. Hey, Tony, Jerry Colvin favorited that tweet on Twitter, so I guess he's saving that as a reminder when he sees you on the 25th on auction day.
He better worry about 14 other people too in that room that are probably pretty good, right?
So yeah,
it'll be interesting.
And Scotty, I heard from the our friends over at the Mothership this morning. They were trying to remember what whose dog was named Rusty from At the Park. Remember At the Park?
Joey Votto, but it wasn't named Rusty. It was named Maris.
Oh, Maris, that's right.
After Maris. Maris. Yeah. I forgot about that. Holy crap.
So, the Mothership, they sent me a message this morning. They wanted to remember. They were trying to figure out who's the dog that you were talking about from At the Park last year.
Yeah, it was
so,
Joey Votto's dog.
I guess Maris. They're lacking on content this morning.
I'm curious. Why do you call them the Mothership?
Huh?
Why do you call them the Mothership?
Well, he doesn't want to say what they are.
It's interesting.
Just references it.
When you think Mothership, I think something's above us, and I don't quite look at it.
What? Don't you live in Donald Trump's America? The father would be ahead of the mother, and she'd still be in the kitchen in Donald Trump's America.
When we come back, the weakest leg, and we'll continue on with our game. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's that time of the week again after a couple weeks off. I'm back to host the weakest link.
Yeah.
I love the. I'm the reigning champion, right? I'm the reigning champion. Is this correct? That's how it just works, right? I'm the reigning champion.
I believe Tony is the defending champion.
Oh, okay.
Tony's the defending champion in this game. So we welcome in our producer, Michael Florio. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Are you sure it's not Corey reigning champ of every game?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Pretty sure it is, but I think Tony is the reigning champion of this game, if I remember correctly, which I certainly might not. I might be making that up. So, With that being said, everybody knows how it works. We go around fast-hitting questions about, well, anything I came up with, and it's always very exciting to see. So, with that being said, Tony, you, sir, are the defending champion. You will choose when you want to go.
I'll go third.
You will go third, which means Scott the King Angle leads us off today. Are you ready, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Good luck.
It is time to play The Weakest Link, and we begin right now. What non-center averages the most rebounds per game in the NBA?
Anthony Davis.
That is correct. Who, Corey, who killed Alexander Hamilton?
Ooh, I don't know that.
Aaron Burr. Tony, according to Fangraphs, what 2016 free agent had the highest WAR in that 2016?
Edwin Encarnacion.
Incorrect. Justin Turner. Florio, what player has the best three-point percentage in the NBA?
Steph Curry.
That is incorrect. It's Otto Porter. Scott, what top prospect led the Pacific Coast League in home runs in 2016?
What top prospect? Yoan Moncada.
Incorrect. Hunter Renfro. Corey,
yo.
What player has the highest field goal percentage in the NBA?
DeMarcus Cousins.
Incorrect. DeAndre Jordan. Tony, under George Washington, what was Alexander Hamilton's job?
Secretary of State.
Incorrect. Treasury Secretary. Florio.
Oh, that's close.
What? It was very close. He was one of the two jobs he was considered
Secretary.
For. Secretary. Yeah. Florio, what recently signed free agent has the highest FIP outside of James Shields last year?
Dan Straley.
Incorrect. Jared Weaver. Scott, who was the fourth president of the United States?
Andrew Jackson.
Incorrect. James Madison. Corey, what player averages the most minutes per game in the NBA?
LeBron James.
Incorrect. Kyle Lowry. Tony, what pitcher had the highest ground ball percentage in the majors last year?
I don't think this is right, but Marcus Stroman.
That is correct.
Good one.
Florio, yes. Who was George Washington's vice president?
Was it James Hamilton?
James Hamilton is not a person, so that is incorrect.
Yeah.
Alexander Hamilton is his name.
That's...
And he was not the vice president. He was the Treasury Secretary, as we told Tony earlier. John Adams, the second president of the United States, was George Washington's vice president. You idiot.
Good beer maker.
Good beer maker. His cousin was Sam Adams.
Oh, how about that? Boston Lager.
There you go. There you go. That's the weakest link.
Round one.
Round one.
That's tough right there.
Tough one right there, huh?
Yeah.
Some gettable questions, I thought, in round one.
The old school politics was tough, though.
Old school politics was tough, but I thought there were some easy questions in there that were gettable. It wasn't, like, too deep. Tony, you won last week, so I got to go to you. Who do you think was the strongest link that round?
I'll tell you what. Nobody really stood out. Like, it seemed like everybody banged one or two questions to me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The fourth president's always the hottest one.
Agreed.
So I'm not gonna discount Scotty for that one. Mike Florio, what do you think was the one question, if you had to do over again, you would get right?
The Jared Weaver one, for sure.
Fantasy executive, what was the one question, if you had to do over again, you think you'd get right?
The rebound. No, the field goal percentage. Yeah.
You think you would nail that one?
I think I got that one correct.
Yeah, Mike Florio's doing, like, the baseball package right now, and I don't believe he should have made a mistake on Jared Weaver.
So you believe
the weakest link.
Mike Florio is the weakest link. Florio!
Yes.
You're up next, sir. Who do you believe was the weakest link?
I'm going to say Corey.
Okay.
Just because the DeAndre Jordan one I thought was an easy one, and I knew he was mad when he got it wrong, but I also think he didn't get one right, and neither did I, so I'm going to go with play the odds and take out the other one who got no questions right.
All right, so Corey, you're the weakest. One vote for Corey, one vote for Florio. Scotty, you seem safe right now. You seem in a good position. How do you feel about your performance?
I think it was okay. I felt like I should have got the Hunter Renfro one.
That was up your alley, Hunter. Right? Yeah. I thought that was one you could get. You were like the perfect person for that question.
Yeah, I didn't get that. So I was disappointed in that. when I came out and got the Anthony Davis one off
yep.
the bat.
Yep.
I'm going to say the weakest link is definitely Florio.
Okay.
I don't know if he's on there down there working on resumes or right. something like that. Grand Canyon photos, but he, right. he made up James Hamilton, so he's the weakest link.
My velo is down right now.
Yes, Florio's velo.
Florio.
Yeah. Velo.
That's two
that's
votes.
That's a good one. That's, that right there should keep Florio in the contest.
That's two yeah. votes for Michael Florio. One vote
you
for
more
Corey,
like Skilo.
One vote for the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. Corey, who do you believe the weakest link?
Oh, man, this is tough because I think Florio had a good comeback just now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So... You know, I'm going to do the big. I'm going to do the. I'm going to do the
bigly thing.
The manly thing.
Right.
And I'm going to that's say that weird. I was the.
You say yourself was the weakest
I'm
link.
I'm going to say that I was.
You could have said anybody
link.
Else.
You don't.
Have to. You don't have to do that.
But if I say Florio, if I vote him out.
But you can say Scott, and Florio's also out of that.
Oh, okay. Then Scott was the weakest link. Sorry, right. I can still
why?
Play.
Why? What reason?
Florio, because huh? he can still play then.
That's why I can still be in it.
That's
I'm a me guy,
that's
Scott.
Not manly.
I'm a me guy. You want
Florio, Michael Florio? You have two votes. Scott Engel, you have one vote. Corey Parson, you have one vote. And that means Michael Florio, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
See you, Mike.
Florio's out.
Go back to work on your resume, son.
We got
jump
around
off the Grand Canyon now.
Number two.
All right, here we go.
Round number two in the weakest
I'm
link.
Warmed up, Greg.
Corey Parson leads us off. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Here we go. Dim the lights. Let's do it. Corey. What non-guard averages the most assists per game?
Draymond Green.
Incorrect. LeBron James. Tony, what pitcher had the worst home run to fly ball ratio last year?
The worst home run to fly ball ratio. Shit. I can't think of...
Jaime Garcia.
Dude, how many games he pitching?
Scott, what pitcher had the best home run to fly ball ratio last year?
Best home run to fly ball ratio last year. I don't know.
Johnny
one.
Cueto.
Yeah.
Corey, name yes. the lead singer of Sugar Ray.
The lead singer of Sugar Ray is. Oh my goodness, Greg! These pop questions. I don't know.
Mark McGrath.
Mark
Tony.
McGrath. Yeah.
Tony,
yeah.
name the host of The Voice.
Of The Voice. Oh, it's not Blake Shelton. Carson Daly?
That is correct.
Good job.
Scotty, yes. what non-center, not named Anthony Davis, averages the most blocks per game?
Most blocks per game. Tyreek Evans?
Incorrect. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Corey, mm-hmm. what pitcher had the highest percentage of runners left on base last year?
The highest strand rate.
Yes, sir.
Max Scherzer.
Incorrect. John Lester. Mm. Tony, what pitcher had the lowest strand rate last year?
So he didn't bear down when the runners were on base.
Right.
I'm going to go with Mike Pelfrey.
Mike Leake is the answer. Mm. Scotty, close. What is the name of our current vice president? Oh, God.
Oh, no. Dan Quayle.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We're waiting.
Hold on.
Okay,
Lou Mayone. He's vice president of Anthem.
Oh my God.
Oh, my goodness. I think I know who the weakest link is.
Corey, what player averages the most fouls per game?
This should be easy. But I'm probably not right.
Yeah.
The young boy in Philadelphia.
No.
Joel Embiid.
Kristaps Porzingis.
I
wouldn't have got that. I thought it was Jokic.
Nope. Tony, what pitcher had the best home run per nine ratio in the MLB last year?
Which pitcher had the best home run per nine ratio in the MLB? Jose Fernandez.
Noah Syndergaard. Scotty, who is the CEO of Apple?
I don't know.
That's Tim Cook. Tim Cook. Alrighty.
I don't even own an Apple computer.
Okay, there you go.
What do you mean? That's the dumbest answer of all time. You have to own an Apple computer? Like, do you know, Scott?
What I'm saying is I know nothing about Apple.
Scott, what family started the Ford card company?
Ford.
Oh.
If I asked you who the CEO of Microsoft was, did you know that?
What?
If I asked you who the CEO of Microsoft was, did you know that?
Paul Allen, right?
Is it Paul Allen or Bill Gates? whatever. Doesn't matter. I didn't ask that question. Corey.
Yo.
Both of them.
You went first here.
I had another bad round.
Not a great round for you.
Yeah,
not
another tough round right there. My brain has to get warmed up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you believe the weakest link was there?
Scott Engel didn't know that Mike Pence was the current vice president of the United States.
I would have gave Scott half credit if he said Hunter Pence by accident.
If he'd have said Joe Biden, I'd have been like, all right.
Yeah, we're going to have credit too. All right, fair enough. So your vote is for Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty's a tough loss right there, Scott.
Okay. And Scott got some questions right too, but the Mike Pence thing hurts him.
Mike Pence is, that's brutal.
Tony, who do you believe the weakest link was?
It's got to be Scott. I mean, my kids, if I sent them to school and they didn't know who the vice president was, I feel like I'm doing the wrong thing, and maybe they could stay home and, you know, clean up the house or something like that, and school's a waste of time. So I've got to do this for the kids and the next generation and vote Scott off.
Scotty, who do you believe the weakest link was?
I know it was me.
Scott, you got some tough questions. Scott, if you didn't get that one wrong, I wouldn't, because I thought Scott had the toughest questions that round.
I'll vote Corey off, because I don't know if he's got anything right at all today.
No, I've been tough. It's been a tough go, but I would have got that Mike Pence, and I know about your man Cook.
Scotty, questions didn't fall your way today, unfortunately, my man.
No, it is what it is.
You are the weakest link.
Don't worry
Goodbye.
About it, Scott.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're still here, though. You don't have to leave.
Corey Person
versus
has an opportunity to actually be the champion. Tony Shikata tries to defend his crown. Who will be the strongest link and win? Find out next. Final few minutes of the program. Final few minutes of the game. Corey Person, Tony Shikata. Tony's played his cards right, and now he sits just one round away from defending his championship.
Tony's, I feel like Tony's the Patriots of this game. Like, yeah, nobody else has competed with him.
I've won.
He
this
wins
game.
A lot. He wins. You have one.
It's a single question, right? It's like the AFC South.
Right, well, Scott, hold your vote. Hold your vote, because you ultimately will decide the winner.
Okay.
So maybe Corey has a big final round. Here we go.
Mike Pence.
Good luck,
Tony. Sir, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tony, what pitcher had the lowest BABIP last year?
Pitcher with the lowest BABIP. I am going to go with Johnny Cueto.
Marco Estrada. Corey, what pitcher had the highest BABIP last year?
Mike Leake.
Incorrect. Robbie Ray. Tony, outside of James Harden and Russell Westbrook, who averages the most turnovers per game?
The most turnovers, Isaiah Thomas.
Incorrect, LeBron James. Corey, outside of James Harden and Russell Westbrook, who averages the most points per game?
LeBron James.
Incorrect, Isaiah Thomas. Tony,
I should have known
that. Who is the founder of Nike?
Philip Knight.
Correct. Corey, who is the founder of Under Armour?
Ray Lewis.
Wow. Kevin Plank. Come on, man. Maryland.
He is a Maryland dude, but I don't know Kevin Plank.
Wow. Tony, what pitcher had the most walks per nine last year?
The most walks per nine last season? I am going to go with the Blake Snell.
Incorrect. Francisco Liriano. Corey, what pitcher had the least walks per nine last year?
Johnny Cueto.
Incorrect. Josh Tomlin. Tony, where did Humpty Dumpty sit?
He sat on the wall.
Correct.
You've got to be kidding me.
Corey. Corey.
I get Mike Pence. He gets Humpty.
Corey, who couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again?
All the king's horses and all the king's men.
Correct. Tony, what pitcher had the most innings pitched last season?
The most innings pitched last... Chris Sale.
Incorrect. David Price. Corey, what pitcher started the most games last season?
The most stars, Madison Bumgarner.
David Price.
Oh, son of... Boy, that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
There you go.
You almost swore. You were very emotional.
Yeah.
And there you go. That'll do it. That's the weakest link here.
Yeah, I had a tough one.
For Thursday, February 23rd. You're upset.
I know who put Humpty Dumpty back together, though.
You did. And Tony knew where Humpty Dumpty sat. Mike Floro, you were the first eliminated today in today's contest. Who did you feel throughout the game was the strongest link?
I mean, it has to be Tony. I think he got the most right in every round.
So you believe Tony should defend it, should have the defending champion?
I wanted to go Corey because, I mean, he was willing to jump on the grenade to keep me in the game.
He was.
But
he was.
But at the same point in time, Tony played great. I don't know whose velo is higher right now.
All right.
Florida's getting good at this radio stuff.
No, I've been working with him.
Yeah. you guys working together on the guests that we don't have on this show? Yeah.
We don't need no. It's just us. We just need us.
Scotty, do you have any questions for our finalists here?
No.
No. You're very confident with who you believe?
Yeah.
So who do you believe is the strongest link throughout the game today?
Unquestionably, Tony. It's like, you know, I showed with my vice president answer. I don't even have a kindergarten education. But, you know, the only question Corey got right today was a first grade question. So he's out.
I might have been, actually, that might have been a kindergarten question. Humpty Dumpty's pretty early, Scott.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm being generous.
Corey!
It's tough, but I knew that Phil Knight was the CEO of Nike.
Yes. But that wasn't your question, though.
No, it wasn't. I knew that Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Right.
Right?
Also not your question.
Yeah. Yes. I knew another one of Tony's questions I knew the answer to also. So I'm going to say...
Who averages the most turnovers per game?
No, it wasn't that one.
Oh, okay. That was definitely the only answer you knew then.
LeBron, man.
LeBron. You knew that one. You shook your head like, oh, I knew that.
No, I was talking about the Isaiah Thomas one. I should have known that.
That was yours.
Yeah, I should have got that.
Okay,
that
was, but he didn't.
Listen, Tony was the weakest link.
Corey Parson.
Tony was the weakest link.
Corey Parson.
Why?
You are the weakest link. Goodbye, which means you're winner and defending champion.
New champion.
No, he's not. He's the defending champion. 2 weeks running, it's Tony Cicada.
I'm going to call my mom and tell her.
So your mom, who got you a deal on Shark Tank... And also, how's you with the weakest link here?
She's become a big thing on the show now. She's the emphasis to it all.
So there it is. Tony's
Jake's on the clock.
Your strongest link. We go back to our draft. Jake Sue, the Olin kid, is on the clock.
He should be awake.
Well, you know he's on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Why is Jake not in the draft room?
Actually, I don't think he's tweeted this morning. Maybe he slept late.
Maybe he's sleeping in a little
maybe
bit
he slept
today.
Late today. Yeah, all
right. Maybe he has company.
Oh, I doubt that.
What? He could have his uncle over or something.
So, Scott, just released. It was released months ago, but for some reason Darren Rivella just retweeted himself. A 30 for 30 short documentary on the famous deferred money deal to Bobby Bonilla.
Mm. You talk about bad contracts.
That's not interesting.
Is that interesting? I think it's pretty interesting.
He's
72 years old. He paid $1 million.
He's been working for Major League Baseball for years.
He don't have to work for nobody.
He's been working for Major League Baseball for years.
Really?
So, yeah.
I didn't doing what?
Something with the Players Association.
I interviewed him
from the Mets.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The deal expires in 2035. It's very crazy.
I wish somebody would hook me up like that.
Yeah.
And then again, I don't like hit home runs and. You know what I'm saying?
He's probably Bonilla. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I know.
Are you but sure he works the Players Association? Did you make that up?
Yeah, no, I'm
it's not in his Wikipedia. And I interviewed him
twice. I had to go through the Players Association to get in touch with him.
Well, maybe they just didn't. He don't, you know, give his contact info out.
No, he worked for the Players Association, so I contacted the Players
Association. What does he do for them?
I forgot exactly.
You interviewed him twice.
Yeah, but it was a few years ago. I forgot exactly what the position was.
Right.
He has been working with Major League Baseball for a long time, though.
All right.
And you know Joey Votto's dog name is Maris, though.
That, too. Yeah. And Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Yes, he did.
Yes. And his velo fell off.
And the vice president is Mike Pence.
Yes.
Could you name Barack Obama's vice president?
No.
You know Barack Obama was president.
George Washington, Abe Lincoln, all that stuff.
That's about it. Vice president. Okay, what if I asked you, who was the president before Bill Clinton?
Before George Bush?
Who was president before George Bush?
Who's before Bush?
The Gipper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Reagan?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Who was president before Reagan? Can you get that one?
Carter?
Yeah. Hey, hi.
Yeah,
let's keep going.
Gerald Ford. You missed
Nixon?
Gerald Ford.
No.
Missed Gerald Ford?
Gerald Ford.
He tripped, though.
And then Nixon.
That's why I missed him.
Yes,
yeah,
Ford.
He didn't. Ford. You only know elected officials.
Yeah. There you go. There you have it. Coming up
Gerald
next.
Ford was Humpty Dumpty.
Now, coming up next on this very channel, it will be Old School Fantasy featuring Corey the Fantasy Executive Parsons, Scott the King Angle, George Kurtz, and Matt Modica in the house. It is a Thursday edition. What's on the program today, Corey?
Doing a little quarterback pick. I'm going to discuss some of these quarterbacks and where their likely landing spot will be. And we'll also, you know, spend a couple of minutes on a couple seconds on a few players. And, of course, we'll also get into advanced statistics in fantasy baseball. And how I think it's a waste of time.
Modica walked in here like roaring mad.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
Ready to go.
Listen,
like he's going to fly over to my seat when I get up.
Before Old School Fantasy starts today, yeah. I want everybody to know that it's not personal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not personal, but we're going to get into this old stuff.
During the basketball segment, I can assure you it's not personal. During the basketball segment, Modica and Corey went and had a cigarette. They hashed it all out. They're all good. So everything's fine. For Scott the King Angle and the Fantasy Executive, Tony Zincana as well. My name is Greg Sussman. Thanks so much for listening. We will be back here tomorrow morning for the last show of the week at 7 a.m. Eastern. Until then, have a wonderful Thursday afternoon, and we will see you tomorrow.